And our call to worship, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, and I wanted to emphasize a thought that happens in the first paragraph of chapter 5, where Paul says to the believers there at Thessalonica, "Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness." You know, the Bible makes very clear that the kingdom of darkness belongs to Satan. And as unsaved individuals, as sinners, when we come into this world, we belong to his kingdom. But through the work of Jesus Christ and his wonderful righteousness that's made manifest through the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree, a lost sinner can come to faith in Jesus Christ and be taken from the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of light. You know, light is the great sanitizer. I remember as kids that we would have to take our bedding out once a year during the summertime, and we would leave it out in the sun. Our mattresses, all that stuff, we'd take it out there, and my grandmother did that for years, and my mom had us do that, take it out there and put it in the sunlight, because sunlight is the great sanitizer. Living in the light, folks, is more than just a neat statement from the Bible. It's indicative of a complete and radical change that's happened to you. And who is the light? Jesus Christ. That's why we have light. It's because Jesus Christ is now indwelling our life. And there's a principle laid down by the Apostle Paul about the future. There is light and there is darkness. Under the rulership of Jesus Christ, it's going to be all light. Heaven is going to be all light. There will be no darkness. God says of himself, "In me there is no darkness, no darkness at all, only light." I'm thankful this morning that we have the light of the world, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that we have the light of his Word to dispel the darkness that we see all about us each and every day. There are people in this world that need Jesus Christ. They need to be unshackled from the kingdom of darkness. And only he can do that. Only he can transfer them out of that kingdom and put them in the kingdom of his light. And so I pray today that as we study this passage of Scripture together, that we would know the light and that it would make a transformative difference in our hearts and life.